And finally, and this is the important thing, we can learn it. So we talked about, right, the five-year Cambridge Somerville study that failed. Well, Karen Rivich teaches these cognitive skills in a two-week program. And that two-week program helps kids in inner cities, at-risk population, reduce the likelihood of falling into the trap of depression, of drug abuse, increases the likelihood of well-being and success in the long term, just as a result of 2 weeks teaching them cognitive therapy or these techniques. So it's an acquired skill, and this is the important thing about it. That does not mean it's easy. It doesn't mean you're just going to hear a lecture now. For the next 10 minutes, I'm going to describe some of the ideas, and that's going to change your life. You need to apply it, and you are going to apply it in the next two classes, but you need to do more than that. So let me share with you a summary of cognitive therapy. And this, the 3Ms, it's my acronym. And what I did there was put together, essentially, the work of Karen Rivich, whom I just mentioned, the work of Marty Seligman, the work of Aaron Beck, Seligman's teacher, and the work of David Burns. Some of you may have heard of him, the Feeling Good Handbook, who was also a student of Aaron Beck. So this is putting together their work into 3 M's, subdivided each one into two suggestions. They're interconnected, as you will see.